Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Alan on the recorded line with MTS. How can I help you?
She got me on the line due to a Debra Provera
Okay.
conversation.
All right. Well, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to be asking you a few sets of questions. If you could please simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And you are looking to file this claim for yourself, correct?
I am.
All right. Now, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. What was the date of your diagnosis?
I got diagnosed. I was told that I had it May the 29th of this year. And then when I found out that I had it, it was already growing for about a year.
So sorry to hear that.
And then I did surgery July the 25th. And from there, it's just been so much complications and things going on.
Right,
I can't see.
absolutely.
It's hard for me to see. It's hard for me to walk. It's a lot.
I'm really sorry to hear that. See, for the date of your diagnosis, you said is 5/29/2024, correct?
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
9/12/1983.
I have 9/12/1983, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
I don't know anyone else. I really don't know. I didn't get to meet anybody during surgery or nothing like that either.
Okay, not a problem. Now, did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, I did.
Okay, now, did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
No, I stayed on the Depo Provera. I
You
never
stayed on
switched.
the Depo. Okay, no, you didn't use the generic, you just stayed with the brand name, correct? Okay, now did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, I
Okay,
did.
now within 1 year, can you confirm that you have at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, now did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes, I have. I
Okay.
used yeah, I've used it a couple of times.
Okay. When did you started using Depo Provera?
I started using Depo-Provera
Approximately.
approximately about in the 2000s.
Okay, so 2000s. And
Yeah.
what month would you like me to put in here? January, July, December.
You could guess it's January.
January. Okay. So 1/1/2000, and then when did you stop using Depo Provera, approximately?
I just stopped using it this year when
Okay.
after I had my surgery.
Okay.
Where's my paper? I have me in my car and I have my shot paper with me.
Okay.
It goes through. In August, September, because I was supposed to go back and get it in November and I didn't.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm gonna say August. Like August the 23rd was the last time that I got it.
So 8/23/2024 is the last time that you used Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, and that you started using it 1/1/2000, correct?
Yes.
All right, and you said that you were diagnosed with meningioma, correct?
Yep. Yes. Okay.
Again, I'm really sorry to hear that. Now, to the other questions I do have to ask for verification purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And would you kindly spell your first name, please?
A-N-T-A-V-I-A. And last name is Potts, P-O-T-T-S.
Okay. So I have A-N, so that's A as in Adam, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, A as in Adam, V as in Victor, I as in India, A as in Adam, A-N-T-A-V-I-A, Antavia, is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, and your last name I have is P-O-T-T-A, is that correct?
S.
Oh, S. Okay, so that's P as in Paul, O as in Owen, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, S as in Sally, Potts, correct?
Yes.
All right. And for security purposes, your social?
242-41-5887.
I have 242-41-5887. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And would you kindly spell out your email?
It's letter P dot Antavia at yahoo.com.
All right. So I have P as in Potts, dot your first name, Antavia, that's A-N-T-A-V-I-A at yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And the phone number that we have here is 980-710-8913. Is this accurate?
Yes.
And this is a mobile phone, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. And for contact preferences, this phone's okay, correct? Call?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the best time of day for the attorneys to get in contact with you, would it be morning, afternoons, or evenings?
Anytime is fine with me.
Anytime. Okay. Would you like me to choose morning, afternoon, or evening?
Let's do morning and afternoon.
Okay. All right. And your primary address?
2112 Rex, R-E-X, Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N, Drive, apartment 301, and the zip code, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code is 28215.
Okay, I do have 2112, and did you say Rex?
Rex, R-E-X.
Oh, Rex. Okay, Rex.
Mm-hmm.
And is that Chapman?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's Charlotte, North Carolina?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I have
28215.
What's the apartment number?
301.
Okay. So just to confirm, I have 2112. That's Rex Chapman Drive, apartment 301.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28215, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, and now for the medical information, what is the name of the diagnosing doctor, the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma?
Bradford Clinic.
Rockford.
Bradford, B-R-A-D.
Mm-hmm.
F-O-R-D.
Mm-hmm.
Clinic, and it's let me get the address. Off of Hawthorne Lane.
Is it in Charlotte?
Yes, it is.
Is it the Novant Health Bradford Clinic OBGYN Charlotte? That's
yes,
in 325 Hawthorne Lane, Suite 200, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28204.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. And what is the name of the physician, the medical doctor?
They have different ones. Nobody, the same person never gives you your shot. It's different ones, and they send nurses in to do it.
Okay, so it's just going to be this. Okay, so for the doctor, it's we'll just put this the facility name because
Yeah,
it's
because
you said
they
it
don't have
varies.
a doctor that just gives it to you. The doctor doesn't give it to you. It's
Gotcha.
the nurse. So you don't, even if you have an appointment there, you don't see the same doctor every time. It's a different doctor each time you go.
I see what you mean. So that's the prescribing. Now, for the person that gave you the diagnosis of meningioma, what's the name of the doctor that gave you the diagnosis?
I got the diagnosis from Bradford Clinic.
Gotcha. Okay.
The doctor, I could name a couple of doctors that, I mean, I don't
You
even
just need
know.
one, just one doctor.
Doctor, They
If
have
not,
these crazy names.
that's okay. If would you like me to just put the Bradford Clinic for the name of the doctor for now, and then if they have questions, they can.
One second. Let me log into my chart.
Okay.
It's like I don't know their names by heart. Okay. Okay, I'm almost logged in.
Okay.
Okay. Come on. Karen Davis.
Karen Davis.
I see her down there.
And is that Heron Ruthen Heron Davis, MD? It's HERONDAVIS, correct? Heron Davis.
Yeah.
Okay, that's both the prescribing and the doctor that diagnosed, correct?
Yeah, she's one of the doctors that's there, yeah.
That's one of them. Okay. And then for the treatment, is it the same facility? Would you like me to put the same facility and the same doctor? Okay, give me
Yes.
one moment. Then for the pharmacy, the same address, same facility.
I didn't go to pharmacies and get my Depo-Provera. I actually went there and got it
Okay,
injected.
so the note
Some
the same
people did.
place.
Some people went to the pharmacy. Some people and did the injections on their own, but I didn't do that. The
Okay.
nurse took it there.
Okay. So it's I'll put the same facility name for the injections.
Okay.
And then for medical notes, did you have any additional medical information that you'd like the attorneys to know? I could just put none of the above if not.
No, as what?
Any other symptoms or anything like that that you had to go under? So for example, headaches, or if you had any issues with your visions, hearing loss, memory loss, weakness, things like that. Any
No.
symptoms? Okay.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. You take me? Okay, yes, no.
Okay, none of the above. Okay. And do you have medical? Antavia, do you have a copy of your medical records?
I do. I probably could get my medical records out of my phone.
Excellent. And can you, would you be able to provide this electronically by mail or both?
I can send it to you electronically.
Okay, perfect. Now, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you. This precaution helps, you know, prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Now, for the emergency contact, do they live with you?
My children?
The emergency contact that you'd like to put down.
No, I'm sorry. I'm in the midst of picking up my son, too.
Not a problem. That's okay. We're almost done here. Okay, and what's the name of the contact?
It would be my grandmother, Addie Wilkes, A-D-D-I-E, and then Wilkes, W-I-L-K-E-S.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's the phone number?
704-977-1821. Thank you.
Okay, so I have 704-977-1821. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and it's Abby, A-B-B-I-E, Wilkes, W-I-L-K-E-S.
Yes, so Wilkes is spelled correct. Addie is A-B-B-I-E.
Okay, is that A, B as in Bob, B as in Bob, I-E, Abby?
A-D-D by David. A-D-D.
Oh, D-D. I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And for the email, did you want me to use your same email that you have, or does she have a different email?
You can use the same email.
The same email. Okay. And then for the phone number, for the contact address, what's the address that you'd like us to put?
For my emergency contact?
For your grandma.
Yes, 3036 Dunlavin, D-U-N-L-A-V-I-N, Way, W-A-Y, in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28205.
Okay, I have 3036 Dunlavin Way, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28205.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right, give me one moment. Okay, and just to confirm, the address for yours is 2112 Rex Chapman Drive, apartment 301, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28215, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
All right. Okay, give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Oh, and then one last question. Were you diagnosed with, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Thank you. All right, give me one second, please.
Okay.
We're almost done here. All right.
Okay.
And that's apartment 301, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And just to confirm, the social I have is 242 41 58 87.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. And your date of birth that I have here is 9/12. 1983.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And it's Antavia Potts, AntaviaPotts.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and send you a text message as well as an email. You can choose either one to click. Once you receive that, go ahead and click the link to a DocuSign webpage, and you're just going to follow the steps.
Okay, 1 second. I got to pull over somewhere. I'm driving.
Okay, sounds good. It shouldn't take long. It should take about a minute.
Okay.
Let me know if you have any questions.
I got to pull over right quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, no, I was talking to my son. Hold on 1 second. I agree. Okay. Oh, hold on. It's just going in circles, so I guess it's trying to wait.
Okay. Once that loads, you're just going to pretty much... So once you click the link, it'll bring you to a DocuSign webpage, and then you'll click a yellow continue button, and then you may also have to click yes to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures, and then continue. And that's pretty self-explanatory. Have you used DocuSign before?
I have used it for my kids for school and stuff like that for my kids.
Okay, yep, it's going to be just like that.
Is the same thing, the same link went to my email?
Yes.
My text messages. Okay, let me try my email. It's the same, is it going too slow on my phone? Okay, let's see. Hold on. Okay. Got it. Okay, I'm in it. Doing it now. Yeah, come on. Okay, I think I did all right. Thank you. Thank you. The agreement will be sent to your DocuSign.
Okay, let me just double check to make sure it's all correct. I just received
Okay.
the forms back. All right. Okay. All right. So it looks like everything is filled out correctly. Now, I just want to say thank you, for your time and your patience. Please be on the lookout for the a call or text from the attorneys. This is going to come from a 909 number. I will also be sending
Okay.
you a text message in the next minute with all my contact information. So please feel free to call me or text me with any questions or concerns. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a blessed day, okay? You should be
Thank you.
receiving a call. You're very welcome. You should be receiving a call within 24 to 48 hours. So please be vigilant for a telephone call or text from the attorneys representing you using the 909 number. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, you too.
You're very welcome.
All
Bye-bye.
right. Bye-bye.